Let's get right to it. Today, we're diving into the multifaceted career of Keke Palmer, a true powerhouse in entertainment. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy, and today you'll learn 7 facts about Keke Palmer. We've got a lot to cover, so let's jump in. KK's career is a kaleidoscope of creativity. Let's capture her key contributions. Fact number 1. Lauren Kiana Palmer, known as Keke, was born in August 1993 in Harvey, Illinois. Here's the takeaway. A tight-knit suburban Chicago upbringing shaped her values, grit, and early artistic drive. Test question: where was Keke Palmer born? Correct answer: Harvey, Illinois. Memory aid: Keke came from Harvey, where her heart and art grew hardy. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 2. In 2006, Keke starred in Aquila and the Bee, winning a Black Reel Award and an NAACP Image Award. This is key. That performance cemented her as a breakout talent who could carry a film with depth, warmth, and determination. Test question: what film earned Keke Palmer a Black Reel Award? Correct answer: Aquila and the Bee. Memory aid: for Aquila's spell, Keke rings the award bell. Next up, number 3. Fact number 3. Keke Palmer released her debut studio album, So Uncool, in September 2007. The main idea is, she moved beyond acting to carve a lane in R&B pop, proving her versatility early. Test question: what year did Keke release her debut album? Correct answer: 2007. Memory aid: in 2007, Keke's beats were heaven. Moving on. Fact number 4. In 2008, she became the main star of Nickelodeon's True Jackson, VP. Remember this. The role showcased her comic timing, leadership on set, and instant connection with young audiences. Test question: what Nickelodeon show did Keke star in as the main character? Correct answer: True Jackson, VP. Memory aid: true to her name, Keke's star rose in fame. Let's shift gears a bit. Fact number 5. Keke Palmer became the first African-American to play Cinderella on Broadway in 2014. Here's what you need to know. Her turn in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella broke barriers and expanded visibility in a classic role. Test question: who was the first African-American to play Cinderella on Broadway? Correct answer: Keke Palmer. Memory aid: with grace and flair, Keke was Cinderella rare. All right, let's continue. Fact number 6. In 2019, Keke Palmer co-hosted ABC's Strahan, Sarah, and Keke. Think of it this way: live television magnified her quick wit, empathy, and adaptability. She wasn't just acting, she was guiding the conversation in real time. Test question: what ABC show did Keke co-host in 2019? Correct answer: Strahan, Sarah, and Keke. Memory aid: on TV3, Keke's hosting spree. On to the next one. Fact number 7. Keke Palmer voiced Izzy Hawthorne in Pixar's Lightyear, released in June 2022. Here's the takeaway: top-tier voice acting in a global franchise underscored her range in animation and mainstream appeal. Test question: which Pixar film features Keke as a voice actor for Izzy Hawthorne? Correct answer: Lightyear. Memory aid: in Lightyear's sphere, Keke's voice is clear. Quick recap, lock these in. Fact 1. Where was Keke Palmer born? Correct answer: Harvey, Illinois. Fact 2. What film earned Keke Palmer a Black Reel Award? Correct answer: Aquila and the Bee. Fact 3. What year did Keke release her debut album? Correct answer: 2007. Fact 4. What Nickelodeon show did Keke star in as the main character? Correct answer: True Jackson, VP. Fact 5. Who was the first African-American to play Cinderella on Broadway? Correct answer: Keke Palmer. Fact 6. What ABC show did Keke co-host in 2019? Correct answer: Strahan, Sarah, and Keke. Fact 7. Which Pixar film features Keke as a voice actor for Izzy Hawthorne? Correct answer: Lightyear. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today.